Money FM 89.3. Best of Drive Time. Culture Club.
Money FM 89.3. Good afternoon. It is Drive Time with Elliot Danko, Timothy Goh, and Chuan Tian-Tian. Time now for Culture Club. Let's talk a little bit about this. Imagine giving up your spot in the basketball national team to become a full-time coach. Not something a lot of people can relate to, because you think that if you've reached that national level, you want to give it your all and get all that glory that comes along with it, right? Especially if, you know, it's not been your dream for more than two decades. Our next guest has never looked back since making his decision. He was a bench warmer to a national athlete. We're going to find out how one pro basketball player is aiming to groom the next generation of LeBrons here in Singapore. Online with me is Ao Yijie, who is co-founder and head coach of Triple Threat Basketball Academy. Yijie, good afternoon. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm good.
So, good story that you've got to tell us. I'm very excited about this. Love a good sports story. Share with us your basketball journey, my friend.
Okay, I'm actually a very late bloomer. So, when I was in secondary school, I was actually not in basketball. I was in chess club.
Oh.
So it's totally nothing related to sports.
Okay, but you still use your hands, lah.
Yeah, so I still use my hands, but it's not a sport, lah.
Okay, okay. So, I mean, it was never your childhood dream to be a national athlete then?
Well, I have never dreamed of, as in, because I didn't even play basketball when I was young.
Right,
so I will never imagine that I will be a national athlete.
And which years were you playing for the Singapore basketball team?
I started playing basketball when I was 18, so I was in polytechnic.
Okay.
So that time I was a total newbie.
Okay.
But I'm very lucky that because of my height, I'm 1.98 meter. Every coach gave me opportunity to play.
Mm.
But I started out very slow. My fundamental was very bad. But like, I'm very lucky that I met good coaches and they inspired me. And eventually, at the final year of my polytechnic, I got to play.
Okay.
Then I got scouted to a national team.
Okay. What year was this, may I ask?
It was roughly 10 years ago. So 2013.
Ah, so
2014.
Any chance you would have played under Coach Neo Beng Siang?
Yes, Coach Neo was my coach back then when I was in the national team.
What a strict man.
Not very
easy. But I mean, I'm sure even though this was not your dream back then, to be able to play under Coach Neo, his regimen, his discipline, that must have forged your character a lot as well, right?
Oh, for sure, for sure. In fact, I feel that the biggest takeaway I have from the national team is that I think I was scouted based on my potential.
Okay.
So there was a lot of fundamental building for me. But I think one thing that really, really changed my life is that how Coach Neo approached every training, okay, how professional he is. Okay,
yeah.
I think he drew a mental strength and a discipline to every one of the national players.
Yeah.
So I think that is the biggest value I get out of it.
Yeah, he is an amazing man. A lot of ex-players continue to speak a lot of good things about Coach Neo.
Yeah.
So I want to figure out this part here. So you turn your passion for the sport into a profession. Apparently you gave up your sport in the national team. What happened here?
I think it was during 2016. I was actually training to go and pick up for a competition it's called a C-bar competition. So it's
okay.
Among the Southeast Asia. So at that time, I'm faced with a decision because I've started coaching. Then if I leave for the competition, I'm not yet selected yet, but I'm in the training squad. But if I do manage to get selected, I will miss like five training.
Okay.
And at that point of time, I think that five training is super critical to my kid because their competition is very near already.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about it, I think that I've been in the national team before, I have this experience before, but for the kids that I'm coaching, they only have one shot at the competition. They are playing NSG. So to me, I feel that they only got one shot, and I feel that, well, I must really give my best to them. So in the end, I decided to drop out of the training squad so that I can take that five extra training.
Wow, I got to hand it to you. Not a lot of people would think the way you do, especially to be able to say that, yeah, I've done it before, so I want to move on. Now, you're one of the founders of a private basketball training school. Why did your company choose to coach youths only?
So, especially for me, right, okay, even when I went to a national team, I feel that there's a big gap that I can never catch up to because I've missed the golden age of training, my fundamental. So, I hope that in Triple Threat Basketball Academy, okay, we can coach so youth like me that want to play basketball, we can give them quality basketball training since they are young, okay? So if they aspire to be a national player, okay, they have a bigger runway than an adult do. So if you give them good training from young, okay, they will have a better chance of making it to a national team or making it to be someone that is like professional basketballer, even outside of Singapore.
Mm. So, you know, talking a little bit about Triple Threat Basketball Academy, what do you think sets it apart from other sports academy? What are you stealing from Coach Neo to instill into these young kids?
Okay, I think one key difference that we are different from other academies is that most of the academy, they have a specific center. So maybe they have like 2 locations around Singapore or 3 locations around Singapore.
Okay.
So what sets us apart is that instead of the kids going down to our center, we actually send our coaches to them. So if for example, you stay at somewhere that has like no basketball center around, so what we'll do is that we'll go down. If let's say you don't have a basketball court, we'll send our basketball court for you. We'll train there. If you have a nearby basketball court, now we can train near you. So we make training accessible for everyone.
That's amazing. It's a bit ghetto as well. It could be quite fun, quite a story to tell there. Although, EJ, I don't mind. I'm going to become a typical Singaporean. Huh? Athlete, become professional athlete in Singapore, no future one. How do you deal with this particular stigma? Is it a big challenge for you?
Okay, so even for me personally, my mom don't really support me playing basketball when I was young.
Yeah.
So when I go older, I got my degree. Then I told my mom that I want to be a basketball coach.
Okay.
Well, I met with a lot of resistance, but eventually, I think my mom gave me the freedom to do what I want. So sports, unlike 10 or 20 years ago, where I think that there's lesser career progression. Right now, if you play sports, okay, I think there's a lot of opportunity for you to have a career of it. You can be a professional basketball player. You can play outside of Singapore. Mm. Even if you are not playing professionally, you still can coach.
Okay.
There's a lot of private coaching opportunity around. So I believe that there is a career to be. You can have a career while playing sports. Like. So right now, this is one of the best time to like choose these sports as a career.
Mm. What about, you know, is it difficult to get new clients? How do you sell yourself to these clients, apart from the fact that you bring the basketball court to them?
Okay, one thing that I think that we do very well is that instead of just the traditional coaching method is that we drew a lot, because it's a lot of repetition. Mm. So what we do is that instead of just teaching a skill, okay, we always have a game that follow up with the skill. So there is a lot of game-based learning. So for example, if you are doing a basic layup, okay, then we will definitely end with a game that they will do a layup as a game. So they can have fun while they can apply. So I think one thing that we do better than others is that we help to build their interest.
Okay.
Instead of just changing them to a better basketballer. And of course, one other thing is that I think that because usually we coach in a small group, we give more attention, okay? The coaches have more time with the kids, so it's easier for us to build their character through sports, okay? It's easier to build their skill because we have more time with them.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. That definitely does go a long way. Let's talk a little bit about how you guys plan to contribute to the basketball landscape here in Singapore. Where do you see it going?
Okay, so I feel unlike traditional school coaching, because I'm coaching in a school as well, I understand the restriction of when a coach coach in a school, okay, they have to coach like 40 kids at once.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and they only have a limited time. So the coaches are being very pressured to win games. Okay, I have to win games, okay, with the limited time I have, okay, how can I make the training the most efficient, okay, or the most effective? So this will bring quick results, but it might not be the most beneficial to a kid. So over at Triple Threat, what we hope is that, okay, we really focus on, okay, other than win games, okay, we really focus on how to build all your simple fundamental art, which is something that I don't have when I was young. So this is something that we will do. And with better fundamental, okay, with better skills, okay, I believe that when our players grow up, okay, they will definitely be better than this generation of basketballer.
What do you feel about the basketball scene here in Singapore? I mean, the Slingers, they've had quite a bit of support when the ABL was in full swing. Of course, we've got Michael Johnson, who's the director of the Slingers, bringing that culture up here in Singapore. We've got some very notable players as well, Desmond, Wei Leong. How do you feel about the outreach to getting new young blood into the basketball scene?
I think that we have a very structured program. That means that those that you see on TV, okay, those Wei Leong, Desmond, okay, are actually a product of they started since they were in
national kids. Yeah.
They might be scouted when they were 14. So it's a lot of development for them, okay, all the way up to the Slingers. Then they are ready to be shown to the world.
Yeah.
But right now I feel that because social media is very advanced, okay, so kids nowadays are getting more skillful.
Okay.
Now they are getting way more skillful, because other than you learning from a coach, okay, they can learn stuff that they might not have access to in the past because they can just watch a video, they can learn. So basketball is improving as a whole in Singapore. But that also applies to other nations. So right now, I feel that Singapore basketball is in a good place because we have a professional league. We have a good system to build the player. Okay, but it will be better if, let's say, we will have more academy that emphasize more on skills. That will definitely benefit us when they grow older.
EJ, how do you feel about, you know, even in football, they say this, right? You want to be a good footballer here in Singapore, you need to go overseas and play for an overseas team. With the Triple Threat Basketball Academy, as you're grooming these youths, is this something that you're looking into where they can get a little bit of overseas exposure, learn different cultures, learn to rough it out a little bit?
Oh, yes. So right now, the two future plans for our academy is that the first thing is we are actually looking for a venue that can host competition. So right now, every quarter we have a competition that is hosted in OCBC Arena.
Yeah.
Okay, but we want to do this weekly. So we are actually looking for a location so that we can host our competition there every week. So our kids will have more exposure, okay, playing competition and gaining experience. Then, of course, the more future plan is that we are looking that if we can liaise up with teams from other countries in Southeast Asia so that they have more opportunity to go for overseas competition.
Yeah, have a little bit of a junior ABL league type of thing before you get to the big time. I see how you're going with that. So I want to flip the question with you, Yijie. We always say it's about making sure these kids get good exposure, go to basketball academies. But how important is it to make sure you have high quality coaches here in Singapore?
Well, I think it's extremely important because, okay, firstly, like what I learned from Coach Noh, it's not only about the coach's ability to teach skill, okay? High quality coaches means that those coaches are able to mold their students or their kids right, into a good person with good discipline. Although, so I think this is extremely important. Then, of course, especially when the kids is young, right, okay?
Yeah.
They always say that they might listen to their coach more than their parents. So coach is really a very influential figure when they are young.
Yeah.
So it's very important to have a good coach.
Yeah, it's like a second parent or an outside parent, you know, out of the home parent. Wow. great conversation. I do appreciate your time. Been speaking with Ao Yijie, who is co-founder and head coach of Triple Threat Basketball Academy. Yijie, take care and have a great weekend ahead, yeah?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.